President Draupadi Murmu gives final assent for the online gaming bill, which is now law.
D2C brands scale quick commerce operations ahead of the festive rush.
Ola Electric gets shareholder nod to reallocate IPO funds.
OpenAI to open its first India office in New Delhi.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, where we bring you the sharpest startup and tech updates from Monday to Friday on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast from. Before we start, here's a big update. The Online Gaming Bill 2025 has received the President's assent. So, the real money gaming ban is now officially law. But Bhavya, let's start with our exclusive interview with Union IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav, where he called the real money gaming as a crisis bigger than the drug menace. Pretty strong words.
Yes, Chandra, he told us being pushed into debt, even students getting into crime because of these games. And he also opened up that the new law isn't just banning money games. It brings strict penalties, pays fines, and even celebrities and influencers promoting such games could get into trouble.
So Vaishnav said doctors and mental health experts have flagged how endorsements made people more vulnerable, but it's not a blanket rejection of gaming.
And this brings us to the big question, what's the plan, right? The minister says the government will promote game makers through the new Indian Institute of Creative Technologies, providing better technology, better tools, better access to tools as well.
And he also underlined that this can't just be fixed by alone. In his words, such complex problems have to be dealt with by the entire society, by parents, by friends, by teachers. The entire society has to come up and solve such problems.
Yes, while real money gaming is out, the message is that healthier forms of gaming and game making will be encouraged.
And to investors who lost money, well, Vaishnav was blunt. VCs knew the risks, he basically said, so don't expect a soft landing.
Yes, moving from gaming to kind of gifting, it seems like D2C brands are gearing up for the festive season and quick commerce is their battlefield.
Think of it like a Diwali coming early for delivery apps. Brands like Clapstore and Aurakura are already stocking up on inventory, rolling out festive SKUs and gift bundles.
But here's the twist. Restocking slots and warehouse caps are tighter than ever. Brands have to time inventory like a military operation.
And don't forget the ad wars. Kidara Toys has doubled its ad spends. Munchalicious says its budget is exhausted by midday because visibility on top of the app, that's the new gold. So with Blinkit offering forecasting and scheduling support, brands are scrambling to stay in stock and on screen. Let's switch gears literally. Ola Electric just got shareholder approval to reallocate IPO proceeds and extend timelines for using them.
Yes. So quick flashback here. Ola Electric's IPO in August 2024 raised more than 5,500 crore rupees. The funds were meant for its Tamil Nadu Gigafactory, battery R&D and debt repayment.
So now with approval in hand, Ola has flexibility to move some money around depending on priorities. It's especially important given how competitive the EV market is right now. Also worth noting, they had also been exploring private credit earlier this year to refinance loans. That plan hasn't yet finalized. So this added flexibility could be crucial.
And finally, big tech news here. OpenAI is setting up its first India office in New Delhi.
That's right. The ChatGPT maker has officially registered an entity in India and started hiring. Now, this is an interesting development because of the choice of city. Typically, you have seen the likes of Google and Meta open up offices in tech hubs like Bengaluru and Hyderabad. But the fact that OpenAI has opened its office in the national capital should tell you that tech policy is riding very high on their mind. Because remember, when it comes to AI, regulation is going to be central to how OpenAI manages to operate in India.
The company's CEO, Sam Altman, says India has all the ingredients to become a global AI leader, talent, developer ecosystem, and government backing through the India AI mission. All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. Hope you found this interesting, and a shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we spoke about today.
Thanks a lot, listeners. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Chandra and Bhavya signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.